Okay, we're back. Came back again. Before we proceeding, can I ask Bob and Bill, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Ludi. Thank you.
Yes, I am, Ludi. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, can we have a clarification? Or question, Dion?
No, Mr. Chairman, you can proceed to questions. We'll do administration after the questions.
Okay, we are now go to questioning, the GN intervention. Now, can I ask applicant to whether you have question or comments to GN DOE?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just some points of clarification. On slide that was titled Issue Number 8, Metal Leaching, it quotes that our commitment was to reevaluate metal leaching potential by establishing correlations between total metal concentrations and metal leach rates for the non-potentially acid-generating materials. In the written material, I think it's issue number 9, the written material, it talks about that being for PAG material. Just want to confirm that our commitment was for the non-potentially acid-generating materials you have here. Just make sure that we're talking the same thing.
When at the technical meeting, I think you...
Excuse me, can you state your name before you speak? Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Helen Ye with GNDOE. I believe at the technical meeting, you committed to conduct further studies related to both non-PAG and PAG, and the reason for getting more samples for the PAG material just to establish the maximum leaching rate. And for the non-PAG, because the material, the non-potential acid-generating material will be used for construction, so that's why we request that you conduct further studies regarding to those materials.
Thank you. Applicant, do you have further question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell. I think there's no disagreement the fact that that was our commitment for the non-potentially acid-generating material. It's the fact that there's not continuity between the two texts and that the commitment was definitely for the non-PAG material, specifically for the metal leaching rates, but the PAG material was for other items. It's not for necessarily for metal leaching.
Thank you. Jen?
Okay, understood. We don't have any further questions.
Thank you. You applicant, you have a further question or comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Larry Connell again. The next one was on, and again, it's a clarification point. It's on the slide that's issued, titled Issue Number 11. This is the thermal monitoring of the tailing storage facility. And it was our commitment that we would monitor thermally the underlying frozen tailings until we demonstrated that those tailings were totally frozen. I just want to make the point or make it understood that our commitment was for until we could prove it was frozen. Then when we had to turn that into a cost, we just assumed 15 years. So we don't want or ask the question, is the GN saying that the board should put the 15 years in as a minimum? Because that was never our intent. Our intent was to do it until we could prove it. But for costing purposes, we just assume 15 years.
Thank you. GN?
No, we our intention was to...
Can you state your name?
Sorry, please, Mr. Chairman. You. Helen Ye with GNDOE. Yes, our intention was to bring up the fact that your liability estimate is based on minimum of 15 years. But of course, we would like you to make a commitment to show that you will continue monitoring the thermal condition until it proves there's no longer environmental risk.
Thank you. Applicant, you have a further question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's Larry Connell again. The next one had to do with issue number 14. And I think it's just, again, just to make sure that everyone's clear on the same thing. This is the one where we're talking about closure plans for the tailing storage facility and the rock storage facilities. and specifically it's with relation to the thermal monitoring of the vault deposit. In the vault deposit, we aren't relying upon the ground having to freeze. We have an excess capacity of potentially acid-generating material to acid-generating material for that dump. So in that dump is distinctly different than the Portage dump, in that reliance upon freezing wasn't the purpose on that dump. It doesn't require to be frozen to be stable, chemically stable. And I just want to make sure that the GN, that was your understanding as well. That definitely for the Portage, that relies upon freezing, and it has to be thermally monitored to demonstrate that.
Thank you. GN?
Helen Ye with GNDOE. Are you saying that you won't be then conduct thermal monitoring for the vault storage facility then? Because my understanding was that there's some packed material that will be deposited in that storage area as well. And I think in your written response to us on March, you did indicate that you are planning to conduct thermal monitoring for that rock facility.
Thank you. Any further questions from applicant?
Sorry for that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Larry Connell. My understanding from our commitment is that the commitments that were made were to definitely monitor thermally the covers that are required to address the PAG material stored in the Portage and the PAG material stored on the TSF. But the vault itself doesn't require a cover in order to manage the PAG rock, because the PAG rock material that's within the vault is small enough that it's covered by entombed within significant volumes of non-acid generating rock. And so there isn't a need or a requirement that you have to thermally monitor, because there isn't a need to demonstrate that you have to leave behind a frozen dump in order to be chemically stable. So there seems to be some misunderstanding in that issue.
Thank you. Jean?
So I'm still unclear. So how are you planning to manage the risk of potentially acid drainage from those packed material in the vault storage facility?
Thank you. Applicant, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Valerie Bertrand. There being potentially acid-generating rock does not necessarily mean that it's going to generate acidic drainage. It's a balance. There is some rock that does contain minerals that may rust and generate acid, but overall, the balance of that amount, that rock, is much lower than the rock that is actually buffering. So in terms, the prediction is that it will never generate a drainage that is actually acidic and metal rich. There will be some oxidation going on from some of the rock there, but the mixing itself and the contribution of buffering capacity from the rock that is overwhelmingly acid buffering will neutralize this drainage. We also show this in a number of reports on kinetic testing and static testing.
Thank you. Jen?
I understand that you are planning to use Helen Ye with GNDOE. I understand you're going to use some material to neutralize potential acid drainage, but are you proposed to do any monitoring? And also, if your mitigated measure